die Tresche ist nochmal auf. Nehmen wir die Zeruch und so hier. Himmel, wo bin ich von der Kamm? Tag bo kinder, pochus, mich schreis und fochen. Ich muss sagen, was der... Kai bin nebe kein so jo das ist die wo se pech war tam da bo kein fokus mich schon zwach im nein poich ha kai von die kann kein dem as haus a kio da kio weil hab ja ad sehr bia so ich schon der mat mich schon habe ich gewollt ich der mir beim meitsi Have a hearty Greg Yuzerach Aliyah Chayim. Yuzerach Aliyah, I'm sorry. Have a hearty Greg Yuzerach Aliyah Chayim. Him Cain, Din Hush is Chayim. Kmail bin Azai, Dom Halk Rami Domi, the Chayim of Isha Kondo Kayin Shishol HaKiru. The words and the two ways of understanding the Taisus. Let's be careful. What's going on here? Taisus Kasha is that the Kenyan happens before the Akira. Because Kenyan, to be kinder with Akbar, not to pick up a tefach, according to Vinatam. However,
is that actually
tefach,
or is it just a little bit?
It says tefach, I don't know. It wasn't everything, was a tefach. So that's why if it's tefach, it could be a doctor. You know. So the Kenyan happens after tefach, or less. Not more than tefach, and... But a kiyuv Shabbos, Havei Asher Gbir Shloisho, Dilmad Mishlo Shabbos Ki Lo Avu, Degid Aminen V'Amoitzi. So that's the one thing. Let's start from after Minatzad. Dilmad Mishlo Shabbos Ki Lo Avu. First of all, so we learned yesterday. We will pick up the Mishlo Shabbos from yesterday. So we learned yesterday, Melchoykis V'Shoinim. What is Aloha in Haitzah Shabbos, and Haitzah B'Shabbos, in a kiyuv? Of Marvin might see that you have to pick it up off the ground. And good says no. But let me just say, twice a sheet in Shabbos. What's a sheet in Shabbos? They don't have to. Megav is Chayv. Megav is a good. Twice is bad, and Megav, if it's. Don't pick it up off the ground. So they have to pick it off the ground. What are they talking about here? Love it. Fish never coined the other Shanim the first day in the Rashi. We saw him. The Rabbi in Abraham is also holds on that you have to pick it up off the ground. And Megara is not in Akira. So then, love is a factor. The coin taste is, who cares? What?
That had to be the Derek.
And so here we're talking about. We don't know yet, Akupon. Yep.
Well,
you say
love it here,
he's
not doing anything.
Right, yeah, the Chayyim is a better Terech. You might be right, you have the Chayyim. Do we know what it's Derech, not Derech? But like this, the two ways, I mean, the Akiva can take place one of two ways. You know, Kanavi, I feel in Naniyach, it's possible. It's not fair, it's possible. Feel in Naniyach, that's actually to hear is that schlepping along the ground is also an Akiva. And the Hezbeh, what's the Hezbeh? We said, yes, the Hezbeh is also trying to hold the schlepping along the ground as an Akiva. It's because Akiva doesn't have to be to a height. Akiva means removing it from its Malkom Menochah. And removing it laterally from its Malkom Menochah is also an Akiva. It can be lateral movement from its Malkom Menochah. Good. Very good. But what if he's picking it up like this? Since that's awesome, that's another way of making an Akiva. That's true. That's undeniable. If he's picking it up, it's also an Akiva. He could have gone left, he goes up. Is Kahai Gavna that the Akira is up, is a vertical Akira, lifting it up off the ground, then we're guided by the Lovud. Lovud is a limiting factor. When is the Kira? Then what's the other side? When is the Kira begin? Or when is the Neka? When is it losing Malcolm? No, only when you get above Lovud, above Gimel Falcon. That's Kasha with just okay, but it's not a Kasha even. Right? You know, left, laterally on the ground is a Tekken Kira. Here we're talking about going up. Base. Now let's move on to like this.
Why
so what's the. What?
Why is there a Chobot?
It's not a Chilik.
Why does it matter if it's one of them?
Now let's see. So what exactly is the problem of Teich Gimel? We'll see. So Teich says something like this, because it says it begins with Anocha, that Teich Gimel, if the Akir is going like this up, so then the Akir, there's no Akir HaMechayiv until he gets outside of Gimel Tzolchim from the Kaka. Tell us why. So Teich brings a Gemara and brings a Kamoi. A Gemara and a Dugma. The Gemara is Havi Chatzik Regis Level Chalei HaChayiv. Like this. One way to understand it, this master of the Shita and the Sutta is the Tosis is assuming. So Kaya will speak out the Kasha. The Kasha is that the Chiv moment precedes the Mechayiv moment, the Chayiv Misa. His Chayiv moment before he does the Akiv, which is Mechayiv Misa for Shabbos. Yeah, why? Why is that? Because it's Lovud. Actually, it could be a Shosh Tvachim. The Lamadim Shosh Havik Lovud. So from the Shita's master, one way of understanding is that Kozman, he's within low of the ground, there's no Akir B'chon. And that's the ride that they bring. And that's very good, very strong, the ride that they bring. From this game over there. You know, right? See, that heavy Chati Gregus, the Shir Haitso is Ki Gregus. The second one comes within Gimel. They bring a life from Hanocha to Akira. From Hanocha to Akira. So they say, well, yes, once the Chevetz reaches, is within Gimel Tvachim of the ground, over there, the Chevetz, they say, Lovud, and Kemunach, the Chevetz Kemunach. It was provided in his hand. It's Kemunach Agabe Karka. So Mele Shavim, though, the Yin versus Asatru. Until you removed it, picked it up, three Tvachim from the ground, it's Kemunach. That's the positive Havon and Taisus. The Kiva hasn't begun B'chal until you get three Tvachim off the ground. No, that's a Gavi Shav. It's very good. That's a Raya from there. What? What? The Kinyon?
Yeah.
So here you see this observation which you have to make. And that is, Shita Taisus is that this Halacha, that Taish Gimel is Kemunach, Taisus held in Benatam, that's only in, and I was going to ask you to forget. This limitation that munach agav karka and akira hasn't happened is only in Chashabas and Eitzor. But in Kinyonim, the feature of the time, it's not a problem. Why not? What's that plant? Right? Hello, Dovahu. What's the plant? Especially what we're saying now. And this is my philosophy in the Shita. The Shita and Sotay says that within Gimel is still munach. So why not have the same problem?
Kenyan
is to show ownership.
Good, yeah,
so therefore.
But so when you pick up
something,
so not looking at
love,
you picked it up.
Good, very good. And that's mastery. Good. Yeah, good. Kenyan, you could say, despite the fact it's low, but he picked it up. Yeah, good, very good.
You say it's considered picking it up?
You can add that's Mashpik, that's really Mashpik what he said. Good, you can add if you want that in Taisha Kapam, you can say there's no locha, there's no locha, love is not the Gansu Sugi, but Kapanim said that the halacha lomach sinai have lovud. But the Gemara says, lovud mechitzen. The halacha lomach sinai, the Gemara says, Sugi. What does that nechuz maisa? Lovud is not a din nechuz maisa. Lovud is a din in objects, not in action. In a general sense, lovud is a din in objects, whether it's chacha, whether it's mechitzen, whether it's. in Shabbos. So we say that Ilu Lov is Kesosom, a Lov, which is something here, is Tilu, is Munach here, but it's not a Lov in Hichos Meisim. Because it's not about the Meisim. The Melech, the Shabbos, a Lov is like this. As Lov it applies here, so we'll touch it like this. That it fits in very good with the Hadoras that we've been using until now. That Akiva means that take a Chavis away to remove a Chavis from its Mokom Anocha. That behavior before the Mokom begins as a Mokom Anocha. Kozman, that's within three Tfachim, according to the height, have no sideways, I don't know, you have to know. The Kozman is within three, you pick less than three, it still has a Mokom Anocha underneath. The Chavis, where it is, Bashir Roshom, even though it moved the Tefach too. But it's still considered to have Mokom Nocha Gavikatka underneath it. Just like on the way down, Tesh means the Gemara, on the way down, once it reaches, if it goes like that, once it reaches Pachos Megimbo within the ground, it's considered to be Mulach Gavikatka. That Chavit has Mokom Nocha within three Mokom underneath it. So it's on the way up, it's still Mulach, so it still occupies, and then, in Halach, it still occupies the same Mokom Nocha. So since it occupies the same Mokom Nocha, the object has the same Mokom Nocha, so we say that's not, it hasn't, that, and the key hasn't taken place yet. But despite the fact that he picked it up, but can you imagine Mokom Nocha and non-Mokom Nocha is relevant? Mokom Nocha.
We also say that Aim Love and Lachmer, Mela by Shabbos, we'll say love it because it's being made on the guy. Mashayin came by Kenyan, so there's no.
I guess. You say love al hachmi, what do you mean? Lachmi means to be chayiv. Lachmi means in.
Not
lachmi. Okay, we will say lachmi, but it's chach possum. Yes, a different law, but that doesn't mean, it's not the same thing.
Okay. Rabbi, and the raspa was a din in Maisa when he made the two scale. So the raspa we saw yesterday, he made the two scale from Gara that has to be in the original.
No, he's saying that Akira means. Remove from the original, the Chavis doesn't occupy the original Mokom Nocha anymore, physically, not in Din. Physically. So if you flip it, then the Chavis remains. Yeah, that's not a Hilchus of Lovot. Yeah, but I don't understand. But he didn't fulfill Gidvei Mashiach. Mashiach means removing it from its. That's like, no, you have to remove it entirely from the original Mokom Nocha. Yeah, that's one shot. The shadow is what if I want him, Cain? What's the one from Kamel ben Nazar if he's that's what we'll see. That's the Rosh. That's the Rosh Terrace. Yeah, that's what Kamel ben Azar. So if he the first Malach, which is the, I don't know, Apita Alkeinu, after the Kamel ben Azar, there's a Dugme. That even though he's doing a Maise, he can't make this is L'chavin a Dugme Kvoivo, I do my koyva. Forget that we say your terms. That even though it's like this, his action begins when he picks the chavis out of the ground, and he didn't stop. He picked it up and it goes one, two, three, four. Then he goes up and he continues. And so, why don't we say the whole thing is the chelg of the akiru? Only the chelg of the akiru. So they said no, well, Ben Naza. It's not true. Just like Ben Naza, he starts to walk. He never pauses. Never stops. He never stops in the middle. But after the chimom comes before the chiyum. And the chiyum meets him, so it's all to him. Despite the fact that he's engaged in activity the whole time. That's what I have to say. Yeah, not the observation. The Pnei Yeshua looks different here. The Pnei Yeshua chaps on the Kamel ben Azai. One. And number two, he denies the original premise. Hagam Bashita says it, but he says it's not true that within Gimel it's not an Akira B'chal. So he learns rather that Taisa means that since it's a din of lovud, so the Akiva has an amnocha. Kozman is moving the hand. It's Mahamish has been it's a mahalik ka'imid alibid kulyamo. It's been Azai, it's like Ben Azai din alibid kulyamo. The Hainu. The Kozman, the Akiva, he has an Akiva. The Kozman is still within Gimel, so the Chayvitz is also Munach. Neka Munach.
This is a
Chiddush Diyan. Ben Azai have 1 foot, 2 feet, like we spoke about all the different things here. Yeah, be himself as a kashim. Can't be a good same kashim in Asa. It should be in the number of the katif. If that even from also, just like Omer the katif is not a hefsek, so this zikr shouldn't be a hefsek. We say that Kibbutz begins in the beginning. Why is it a hefsek? So we talk it. That's kashim. So the Tosfos brings the Omer Rashi Mashma that beholding the kinyan of kisa fil munach gabi makel. So the Rashi Shvokim the Bor kinyan and Kibbutz Acha. Tosfos says Nukim the Tanya that. But even that, Kiva Shabbos is moving it off the muckles and the Kiva and it's like both the Mechayim Gnei by the way. Yeah, the Sheet have a Sheet maybe? Thank you.
Good,
we'll see the Rosh and we'll talk about that Shalom in Mishnah right away. Very good. That's the Shalom. That's the afternoon. Yeah. Yeah, the serious reason for which the Kasha we said that the Shid ones, Toy Gimu Kemura Hagabakakadomi, there's no Akiva Bachal, they have Pashas and Taisus. Apple the Rosal to it. The Akiva's Tebach, Sayach Akiva's Gimu Tvachim Koyle. The EF shall Akiva's Gimu Tvachim by Akiva's Tebach. A kiyus tefach is a tzorach of a kiyus gimel. You can't get the gimel without going through a tefach. What does he mean? So pashtus, what does it mean? A kiyus, you can't get the gimel. Is so the part in the rosh it's masmik to learn like this. It's not masmik to learn that in that matziv. Come on, the words. You have to like your gimel, but like your tefach. Can't get the gimel without picking up one. So even though yeah, the rosh is masking the halacha, the assumption in Hilchos Shabbos that the kiva is unfinished, not mechayiv until you get the outside of lovud, the rosh is masking that. I will be chayin as a dov kimoi. Don't say anything in the rosh. And you have to. So passes the rosh going with the shita before, what the shita says that the rosh holds like we said before that there's two akiva tefach and nochos. You have to. If you need to go, if this is a component of the Mulacha in Din, Adarach Ramban, and the Rosh also holds that if physically, to get from physically, in Metzias, this is a necessary component by going through the pair, what the Rebbe says, to get the base of Liyah, So it's the same thing here. So too here. So that's the what the Rosh means. He says, "Yem shalak kiyut gimot vach b'kiyut tevach." Elamai. So now he says, "So the seder." I luchay is not physically impossible. So if he can't get the best of the without going through the pair in luchanami, but here. Oh, well, what if something is shall like this? Does every akiva in Kain Kondosh, every akiva has to go through Gimel Tvachim? The Chayyog Imashin akiva doesn't have to go through Gimel Tvachim. If somebody's holding it, in this case, if somebody's holding a Chayfetz.
When that person brought it up, someone has to bring it up
for step. Yeah, but having it, it doesn't always have to happen. You have to. That's what. That's actually you have to know.
Point is in this case necessary.
What
point is in this case necessary?
So the Rishonim speak out by Gochin, the boy Gochin Vochel, even if he's tied up and he can't bend down, and he has to pick it up. It doesn't make a difference. So this circumstance doesn't make a difference. How can be a circumstance make a difference? Because here the normal case is the Chavez move, Chavez Muna Chavez Kaka. That's normal so. And Havora. So we're done by the normal case. The normal case can't get three Tvachim unless he goes to one Tvach. Could be, well, that's what the Rosh says. Okay. I want to talk about Yigid El Shailah. Yeah.
Sorry. Are we saying that we need both aspects of the Rosh? You need both the fact. I'm saying either aspect, either one enough. Either aspect enough, either EF Shar or. Because we see that.
Okay. You could say, well, we'll soon say, maybe say another way. It sounds like this. What are the Bala Tais hold? It's a chayyot, but it's possible to say that the Tais hold, which we taught them, that, we only know. They were tested before them in the immediately preceding line. The Mekom Komisa Maskam Shasak Bo, the Mhoyo Achi Oisa Akil Hoyim Shaib and Noch, and Insa Akil Gremes Achiv, Vasasa Noch Mesha Achiv. So Tesla says the criterion for Akil Tarach Noch is what if he wouldn't do it, somebody else would do it. But here there's a shaila. Here's the problem. Well, what's it in here? But the Tesis says before that if somebody else would do it, Akira is the Tesis. If you're talking about Akira, Tesis, Akira is a necessary component of Melechus Hatzor. If somebody else would do the Akira and he would just do the Havor, he wouldn't be Chayav. So anything, whatever goes into the Akira, Hagam, the Akira couldn't have been done more compactly, let me show him say, you know, to pick it up, go shlub, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. This is the Akira that was Mechayav. That's the side of Tesis. This is a Kiyos Mechayivim, so we say Kimle. That's a Kiyos Hanochim. Now we get to the next Tesis. And Tesis says, but after Gimel Tvachim is not like that. The next Tesis, the next line. Tell you the Dibur. So what does that mean? That means that the picking it up from the ground up to Gimel Tvachim, he doesn't have to do B'chom. He doesn't have to do. But that's not true. Is that true? So let's say he'll pick up the Chavis, he'll pick it up from the ground before Shabbos and hold it. He doesn't say the mighty himself pick up before Shabbos and hold it within Gimel. Then we shall go out.
Pick it up.
He'll be chayv. He'll be chayv, Taki. But, what if somebody else does it? Yeah, but I'm saying, okay, in Yechanamina's hand, see, it depends. If the Chavetz will be suspended, in mid-year, Teich Gimel, you have to be Chayv. Sometimes we'll say like that. L'chayyur comes out like
that.
It's like the chumash that I'm saying. It's l'chayyur nechinam. It's like it's true. It's like shlims. It's shlims with taisvus. If he'll pick it up and hold within Gimel before Shabbos and then continue, so because to be chayv vinish me, that is a chayv. chayav the matter well, because that's like kiyus gufa. It's not worse than that. Somebody also pick it up to the, that's a mission. The only takes off the hand of the yad of a vice also chayav. The behavior is they're suspended in midair. We're talking about he won't be chayav, but he's talking about yesh lod. You have to know. It could be you be potter, but if it's in his hand, he's not going to be chayav. That's good. Yeah, sorry.
So could it be the pshat is that if it's in, if it's above three in midair, so it's not considered munach, but it's considered in a makam hanacha. If it's a makam hanacha, but it's not munach.
Above three,
so it's a makam hanacha. It could be munach.
Yeah.
Given the circumstances.
Yeah.
But when somebody, if it's suspended, so it's not munach, so
yeah,
it wouldn't be in a kira, right?
Yeah.
Rashi came when somebody's holding it. There, it's in a makam
hanacha
and it's
munach. Right, being on the yad is good. Being on the yad is it makes a chevet munach. Yeah, correct. Interesting. Okay, good. Fine. All right.
In cases, in the case where you make the kippah, you don't say
lovet
to that, whatever it's sitting on.
If
it's on a table.
Right, you don't say that. I had the lovet. You don't say it. You don't say lovet to the makam. You don't say love to the ground, not to the matter.
If he knocked it off the table into his hand, it'd be considered a
Hagwan Kinyan? You talking about it? We'll come to that. We'll see soon. We don't know what this is.
Could this rush two separate
people to the law for Yubi Chaya? Yeah. Not two separate people to the
law for. If one person picked it up on the three and the next person took it past the Yubi Chaya?
See, it depends on the dorm of Hanochas Kuvik and Hanochas Hebris. It depends on how we spoke about a few days ago. I don't talk about it too much, but somebody picked up a Hebris. I don't want to get into it too much. There's a Shah Nech Shabbos, there's a sheet about Mfurishi, and there's a Shahli in Achoinim. Somebody picked up a Hebris, and standing still. There's a Hebris Munach and Nata. What was it in the Hebris? You're a shallow man on that.
Well, the first Russian method, I didn't mention the same law again, or first thing. He's not a fan of you two people doing the law. That's not Harami.
Yeah.
Tais Rush says the same thing as Tais, except he leaves that out. He leaves out the terms of the interview.
Yeah, sure, okay.
So maybe he holds that if two people do the law, but for some reason you'd be a partner. Even if one guy did the actual malacha of taking it past three, somebody else did the tzorach
malacha. There's no machlokes in the Shabbos that one person has to do the malacha entirely. But so it's echad v'shnayim, and he has to do a nami tzosa. There's no thing. Shnayim is always potter. Bem v'sachas, bem v'sachas. Shnayim is always potter. See, this discussion don't get between nami now. Something unnecessary preliminary to achiv misa is the tukim. Shnayim is the Shabbos. Fine, don't do more of it. Here we go. אין דרך יצא בכך ואין כאן חייב שבת ובמה יצריך לשמין דרך יצא בכך חביב אב וכיס גודל שיש במסר להגביא אוכי וזור בפשיט את היצור היא לאו אוכי ומה חיים של שבת זוג תויסת אלו במיצה תאם מולוי זה פרק הסבין לגבי דון שדאקו להגביא אין דגנם במשריך אלו והגבור דאקו להגביא דון להגבור כן פורך מהגוין דבקיס דבאגבור משן דמי דבוי מיסנו מה שדיע בו אומר דובה דבאגבור נעמי נגדי במשליחי אבו זו שפי אביל בזלות ואין דה איפלו או שלא יגיד דרך אין היצר שבס נחשב לנו בפרובל מה יגוח לו מוצא יאי בבזלות ואי דם כן איך מחייב לי אין שבס בגרעו אין דרך יצא בכך תאי זה קשה למה שמור זה לגמור את זה לגמור זה נעש וקשה אה יש שבס יש לו יגיד דרך יביץ לול חבץ לגמור זה נותן בקניון תאיץ קשה, וישלם את דרך ששי דרך יצאו וכך, אפילו בצלות הגן שמציע דרך, מכתב את אגב וגרירו, ואין ניגן אלו בגבו, אינה מ... הווה מוציא למימה ולתעמך, ובורך אין דרך יצאו וכך מקוימץ. באמת בבורבסו. Thank you. And here, Bobas is not said, Vishlem at the edge, the boy, so they'll have to talk about Lenin Shabbos, Philochi, Lunakin, and Nikin, and Elabak Bosch, and Akon of beer. In Nami, we've got out my tires, Abidah, so because in Nami have a little memo, Lutame, Futi Lutin. Let's not do the first terrace, I've seen Bobas that we have here. The Derek, yes, the boy, so they'll have to talk about Kachlin and Shabbos, Philochi, Lunakin, and Nikin, and Elabak Bosch. It's what to say in Shabbos, that Hagam with the Washington, the Shannon said, Derek and Derek, Uche and Derek. But the yisaidis of the halacha differ. The chol yisaidim, the din of the darkoi ba'agvo and Shabbos, and the kinyonim and darkoi in Shabbos. And what's the chiluk? Things like this. Let me try and speak now too. That in kinyonim, if it's darkoi lakbiya, if darkoi lakbiya means that pashut taitz means it's more prevalent, the accepted way, the not accepted, the way, the most common way. To transport the chevit is a day agbor. So even if mashiach is only slightly less prevalent, it's only nicknamed by agbor. Hashem came, right? Because there's only one way to be kind. If it's that of agbor, the mashiach is eliminated as a kinyan. Hashem came in. Why? Because that's why Chazal kavei the gidvei mashiach and agbor. There's the derech is by agbor, so there's the. That's the exclusive kinyan. The exclusive kinyan is Agbor. Despite the fact that we wouldn't say the Mashiach is Shloike Derech. Shloike Derech Shabbos. It's not Kalacha Yaz. Vashenki and in Shabbos, about this, that as long as you engage in a normal way of doing this, the Pa'ula, it's a normal way of doing it. So the one's Chayiv. The only something abnormal, which you call Kalacha Yaz. Not normal way of doing labuche is going to be potter. So if something can be the more prevalent way of transporting chayvit can be akbar, but mashiach is not an outlandish way of transporting. It's not like slapping a watch. A watch you carry. So somebody will slap a watch on the floor. That's a shloki derech in the Shabbos. So there we need something along those lines. To reach the Madrega of Rav Ochei and Shabbos. That's Madrega. And as long as we don't, Mashayin Kein and Kinyonim, that's to be the prevalent way of being kind. So that's the first time in Texas. That's the get that's the Kinyon. That's the
Kinyon.
What's that?
That's the same thing in Tidur Hizrabim? Why Zimnin?
Let's come to that. No.
Could it be a difference that by Kinyon you're only looking at the object, therefore we don't care what the situation is, so by Shabbos, also
that's the second thousand places. Second thousand places is you look at the situation. Inami, liyankin enigin elo. Inami b'mgar derech matavis. Tavi derech etzol. Now we have in our places too. After shehed derech etzol, b'kach afilu b'dudah gien shemitzio derech matavis nachav gevayu. This is a very big chiddush which has the tremendous ramifications of Holmais and Chashabbos. Place Machadish, a very big chumir. It's a chumir in Shabbos. That the Gedorim, the criteria of Kederach, Shlok Kederach in Malachi Shabbos are not absolute. They're not absolutely objective. They're circumstantial. The hangul, somebody's chavitz zut with a small chavitz. What does that say? Well, let's understand the terrace. A small chavitz is dalkoi bagbor. You transport it by carrying it, not by shopping it. But if somebody is bimach teres or whatever, and bagbor isn't possible. And he's forced by circumstances to schlep a small chavis, which is usually not transported like that. Bichayim Shabbos. It's a tremendous chavis. That if it's circumstantially, everybody will do his love. He's not in these circumstances. This is the way to accomplish this pulu. To accomplish this taitzah of of Kaysev, of Mavi, it applies to each of the Lamed as Malachus. This Kiddush of Taisvus. It's a tremendous Chumya. Tremendous Chumya. Right, not that I don't know where to draw the line. But in these circumstances, I ever do a Malach like this, there's no, it's not Kalachiyat. Kalachiyat is only if you have another option available. Yeah, that's good. You don't have that. And they say that Shabbos also has more objective criteria.
Is it also cool? In this situation, you do it in one way, and you do it another way, even the other way is
probably not
normal in there. So over here, because it's not the.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but applied to, I mean, Tzai's only saying it here. Tzai's only saying it in Avi.
Or also
in Tzai. Only in Tzai, so the where the furnishings and the aroma of the Tzai makes a difference. But if you're doing any other, one of the, well, the other one, Ches Mochus, which is not that little space, I mean. I wouldn't have said it, but maybe I. Maybe. It's an idea. Rather awesome. I will in a midday on the. My time at Moshiche Rabin. Yeah, so this is what not to be marked in the shoes. That's to be the. Moshiche Rabin, but taken by Moshiche. Alright. Right. Rashi Amar. If see if Shazam is that which is Ram Domi, just make sure in the same chat. What is it, Shazam? That's not a true question. What is it? If see if Shazam is that which is Ram Domi, what is it? What is it? In the next Shabbos, what is it? No.
Could which one?
What is it?
It's
his visor. Yeah, what? Give me the name. What's it called? It's a Camelus. It's a Camelus. It's not just a Yoch, because not just a Yoch has to be the three or four machitas, and it's not. it is out. And it's not the Shusha Rabbim defined the definition of Shusha Rabbim. The definition of Shusha Rabbim is Mokum Milus Rabbim. That's the definition of Shusha Rabbim. That's one of the absolute, the minimum of Minimusik, the definition of Shusha Mokum Hilu Rabbim. So he, that's a matter, what's Machlaikis? What's in chat? What's Machlaikis about Shusha Rabbim? Is it the Mokum Hilu Rabbim or not? It's the obstacles that are placed there to prevent the Rabbim from going there, but it's open to the Rabbim. And furthermore, when it's crowded, the Mishas al Chag, the Rabbim go there. That's Machlaikis, it was a button, whether we're done. See, the Mishas Rabbim, the Chosham, it's like the Mishas Rabbim, no, and it's totally on this. On Zimna the Dachke, with Dachke, Rabbim, with Zimna the Dachke is enough to give it a, to say that it's Mokum Hiluch Rabbim. If it's not Mokum Hiluch Rabbim, so it's a Kamus. Kamus means any open area, or any area is not Mukab Machis Yud, it could be a Machis Oas and Yud is also Kamus. It's not a Kamus. Yeah. Kamus is a Chumis of Midrabon. You can't carry it, you can't be Mice neither from it or Shasa Yachin, nor from it or Shasa. Good. Avash Yoma. That's all the streets. The streets are not Rochav Tezayin Amot. You need Tezayin Amot and don't have a Hemshach. It's not, not that they become wide at some point. There's some streets, local streets, little streets. It could be the Kamus. Right? If they meet up with the Tezayin Amot is not a lot. I'm talking about a small street. It could be small nobody than Tezayin Amot. But Lushan, or other things, that's Kamus. And the Vash Yoma. Can you see if you have a matter of a gimel? We keep like it over the mobile, the others, all the people can have on the boat. Don't do Ashi. Now Ashi Yomar, Megal Vyas, the Gomer, the Lord, 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 how there's a potential kinyan, how he's making a kinyan mishlichim in the Rishus HaRabim. The Teretz is, because if you're the Ashniel of Ovis Mishloim, so some of the Karaka, if you're the Achaz Giru of Nov, or the Chavit of Yodai, can you lay? He makes a kinyan in a yad, the Shams B'Tech Gimu. Kidu Ovid, Dom Rovo, Yodai, Shod Moshuva, Linyan, Anoch, HaShavit, Kim, Mokum, Abo, Abo. Mechiechi, Dil, Linyan, Shabbos. So the right away, just we'll go line by line. So Rashi learns that we're invoking Rava. Rava's din is in the Chashavis. Yod Shalom the Mechshuv Gadal Gadal. The Gemara says that Rava. In what context does the Gemara include Rava in Shabbos? The Gemara says the Halacha there that Hanoch has to be Akavim Mokum Dal Gadal. Every Hanoch has to be Akavim Mokum Dal Gadal. So if it's less than that, it's not Chayv. As you must ask from the Mishnah, he puts in the other Shabbat Bais, he says, he puts in the other Shalom, he says, why is he Chayiv? He says, yeah, Yod Shalom, the Rabbi says, Yod Shalom, Chashiv like Yabu Al Abba. Yad has a Chashiv Estut. Yad has a Chashiv Estut. Be'etzem, the Rabbi says, very nice, because he can grasp onto it, Yad has to hold onto it, but Yod Shalom, Chashiv. So Rashi learns that the Gemara is invoking Rabbi, in the Shabbos to help us in Kinyonim. Let's go back to Rashi. Lina no Shabbos ki mokum abo labo v'chi heyichei, just like Lina Shabbos choshev mokum has a chshivas of mokum talad adalud Lina mikinami choshev mokum lin miknei keilu higbi alomalo mishlo yisho. That's the main line in Rashi, main two lines. Liu b'shus ayochid lo yagbo, he didn't pick it up in shus ayochid d'stikne le mikami d'lasichiv Shabbos alech. Biyosel shas rabim kinyos avam ki yachol olachim shane yitziv kishatzirif. The light have, he didn't have to lift it up, he just left the shas ayochet into the hand. Lo havi hakbo b'shas ayochet kiditonim gav v'yoytze. Dov Taisus. Taisus asin Rashi. Perish v'kundis, dikoni, dikoi, amai, dikoi, lo yitzik nebo leko. V'ash lo mishane, dikonami yitzik nebo kiduo. V'koshu v'yichato ma inyan chashivet z'mokum dal adinyan shabbos dikinyin. So good. I mean, Rashi said ki heche. We'll explain a little bit more later. We'll see. But what's the connection? Ve'oi dein tzorach shumayi lohavi. Here another kashin. The always show you a master kashin. We get the nitty gritty of Shiva's Rashi here. Ein tzorich shum raya lehovi. Raya means, doesn't mean raya, raya. It's not a raya. I mean, we have to explain, be mevaseis. The yad is kinda, we don't have to go on to rova. The yad is not machshuva. The yad is shum raya lehovi. The kani leyodo, the pshita, the nozim biyodo, onoch mono, ki the pishis, and we'll come back with the tzorich number 9. So the Voshaito, Toysa says here that in the parasha of Gerishin, Vinosan Biodo, so we will see there that Yad is kind. Kid of Jesus, Yad is the king and Yad is kind. So what do you have to invoke Rava for? For Oida, Mala, Muki, Afilu, Shiv, Yad, Mal, Michal, Gimel. Again, just Buki, Gavai, Gimel, Zalako, Agbor, Shazioch, Mashem, Midrova, Kinim, and Shabbos. Okay, so before we get to the Amshach Taisus, it seems to be two Malachim in Rashi. You shouldn't even hear it at one Malach. I was saying to the Rabban, the Rashi, the Mephorish of this Rashi. He repeats some of the catches. He says, "Otu yad leikoni leivvada pshita I yad leikoni elamai koni." If yad is not koni, what koni? Have you caught see nosan sevikich nosan biyodo? It means yad. What means yad koni elamai koni? What was the one with the lost on that? I mean yad as a kini is the kini was the most foolish in the Torah. Somebody asked what it means. Which kini doesn't have a foolish in the Torah? Which kini? The Torah doesn't mean the most foolish. Yad is the foolish in the Torah. In terms of kini, in terms of. Metaltolin. Agam's machogi to beichne mitzogi for the kesef or mishiche. But I don't know what the rabban knows. But then the chayy asked me, the yad lekoni, my koni. The Torah says mafur is mustn't be yodo, and she's and Yisrael is kind of the gap with it being biyad. We'll talk more about that, a little bit more about that. But so what was Rashi? What need rova for? The Torah says mustn't be yodo. Why need rova? Yodo is machshuba kedal and live with kind of. Zogim Rabban, if you were to figure Chutzach or Rav Zal Loimar, to have a Mokum Chotzav Kilu Akvil Lamalam Gimel. That Rovo, according to Rashi, Rovo is not for the Etzim Vot of Kinyan Yad. Rovo is coming to get around the problem of Hagbog Gimel. Perish of Perusha Rabban adds a few more words. Right? Rovo is not that Rovo is, I'll explain what. Because Yosef and Teresa and Rabban thought that because Rova said Yosef Adam Chashuva Chashuva Yad, so in Svo Mechadish a new Aloha that Yad is Koyin. Yeah, that was the Kasha Teresa. Let's speak up for the Kasha of the Shemim Han and the Rashi is that it looks like there would be Mechadish Min Hasvore from Rova Svore. We're playing Rova Svore to Mechadish to Kinyan Yad. So they say you don't need it. Teresa is not going to be okay. So, Rabban says, "Inochinami taki, inochinami." Rova, Rabban should be able to take a passion that is given, and Rabban and Rashi will say that's the mocker. We know that. We're getting around a specific problem here. Which problem? Lovu. Ah, the Yad in Gimel. The Yad in Gimel. Of the ground, or another way of saying it that. You always have to pick up Gimel Tvachim. We'll see which is. So the Rashi says, "Gabe that Rov is an Eitzah. We'll Gabe that we're flying Rov. The Perush of the Fikir Chutzach Rav Zaloy Medavi Malkum Chosav Kilu Hagbiel Lemalam Gimel. Perush of Perushay the Ilav the Rov. If not for Rov, is Nus for of Chashivas of Yad. Have a Meino Tiksiv Kohan Mili B'Magbiya Shloisha." As a brachos megimot, lo avak bo, he like liknei. For mash malon, the rovo, the cheiche, the linya shabbos choshev, mokum choshev hu. Linya mikdi nami mokum choshev hu. The Ritva said the same idea. With a few more words, but no more foolish, unequivocally.
It's only from Shabbos?
Sorry?
Only from Shabbos?
Pasht does not.
So Pantuasha, why are you not spending all three of them? You always have you always pick it up in your hand element.
So the Ritva said the Rivusta. Rivusta Gamashma one, the guys can even take him. The
Rashi says. That's not Rashi. She says that by Hagbah you have to lift it up to priest. Normally.
Right. Hagbah.
Yeah, but it's in his hand. So people play Shimrov, but any time a guy tries to do Hagbah, it's in a new issue. He has done it before. That's something.
We'll see an answer that. Yeah, the Ritva says, "Vili nivah shavutach Rashi leforish kan shetei yada chesuva kabol inyan kinyan el kedei shetachle yisus laatzma." So even though it's a yada chesuva, if the yad without rabbis svarim, so why do we know such thing as kinyan yad? But we would say that the Rashi proclaims to smuch al kach that a shoyshu harayu kilo like biyom and kach vekol. No, so not that this the kinyan yad is not done. Come on, but there says the Ritva, the Rashi forget. There gets it also. Shemata Gimel Hagbah. Adrava, don't forget. Hagbah needs Gimel. Stam Hagbah needs Gimel. Okay. If all the Nogat, see if you have Lumat Mishra, it's a Revusa Nogdor. Come on, Filu, see if you have Lumat Mishra, Gimel, even though the Yad is on the Gimel, talking about the Kavka. But since you have the Chesuba, you should have the Atzma. Ava, we should have the Kavka. It's his point. Well, let's explain this. There's a lot going on here. What's going on? These Rishayim, Rabban and Rashba seem to learn that Yad and Akbor, like this, did you find how many kinyanim mitalgim do we have? So we have some, a lot of kinyanim mitalgim. Right, there's kesef. There's chalipin. But then we have a few that are very closely related. We have there's Akbor and maybe Meshicha and Yad. The Shaila Bela Chaim talked about it. How closely related is the Yad Akbo? Is the one kinyan or two type of kinyan? One two type of kinyan. They go together or they're separate distinct kinyan. So the Rabban Rashi saying before is in Rashi by us that Yad and Akbo go together. Yad is kind of a din Akbo. We'll go slowly. Now what? No, Yad is kind of din Akbo. Now, the Torah says v'nosan biyodo. The Torah says v'nosan biyodo here, and there's no halacha. We'll see after next time. The halacha in Eben Ezra, there's no halacha. If I can't, then it doesn't happen. But after now, Yisra doesn't pick up hand actually against the get. There's no such halacha, and it doesn't make sense. Yisra also has to pick up the hand actually against the get. How can they say that? Yeah, thank a positive Nosim Biyoda. If I'm Nosim Biyoda, we will ask his basket and they will in Kenyan Yad. Yad, but they have to be Akbo and the Rabban says, and they go on with Shito, Rashi on with Shito, so it's all about Akbo's Gimel. Akbo's Gimel. Akbo's Gimel, Moshe. Let me give you an example. With Akbo's Gimel, so Rashi and Gdusha is Akbo's Gimel. Let's make something very clear. The Lachoy, there could be a din of Akbo without the Yad Bechal. So, how do you have Akbo without the Yad Vacham? So the best and most striking example is Rashi in inclusion of the Rashi says inclusion. So how you claim a pill? How's one claiming a pill, an elephant? So Rashi learns something more that you make the pill go up, climb up, and suddenly finish walking off the ground. That's Akbo. That's Rashi there. you don't pick it up. The pill goes up. It goes up finish walking. So you may. So that's one oifen of Akbo. So Akbo, there certainly is, and the application of Akbo has nothing to do with Yad. Okay, so Akbo doesn't need Yad. But so what are they talking about when they say Yad and Akbo go together? So the Yad is Medin Akbo. Yad is Medin Akbo. Not Akbo is Medin Yad. Akbo is not Medin Yad. The right that is rushed by pill. You don't have to put the pill in your hand. So when they're talking about Akbo and Yad going together, they mean that Yad is Medin Akbo. Yad is Medin Akbo. But what does that mean? Abai, the Shaili, what's from that is if Yad is in Akbo, and we learn Yad from Nosan Yodo, they don't pick up, Ish doesn't pick up the Gat, here also they don't pick up the Territory is Ms. Toma, they will have to say, they actually hold that Hagbo is enough, you don't have to pick it up three Tvachim higher, it has to be Mugba, with the Mugba Mikoichoi. That's also from the Rabbi Siva's standpoint. Mugba Mikoichoi is enough. Has to be supported by him. The two Ifanim of Hagboim came. It's Hagboim with, he's not supporting it, but he made it go up. Then there's another Echvei, that closely related to Hagboim, which he's supporting it. It's supported by him. In that halacha, it's supported by him. And that's Yad. That's what I'm saying here, L'chor, it's Midin Yad. In that halacha, there's a halacha Gimel. I'm sorry. Gimel's in both. But in this second halacha, this Protestant Kenyan, it's a part of Akbar. It's a related Akbar. And it's learned from Menoshan B'Yoto. But the Oifim Kenyan is the general category is Akbar. Yad, we learned that Yad is sufficient, even though it's just not to pick it up, we learned from Menoshan B'Yoto.
Trying
to move on the
Koichoi is that you're not doing the Hagbah, no?
Holding it. You don't have to lift it up.
When something is
moved on
the
Koichoi,
so you're doing the
Hagbah.
You're not actively moving it, but
you're supporting it. That's a big Machoikis. Machoikis, the Lechoinim, whether you have to pick it up or not. Every time you have a Kinyan Sudra. So you have to grab onto the Sudra, hold the Sudra, you have to pick it up. Well, again, Esther, you have to pick it up, but you hold it. That's a machlekes, a makne about it, serious about it. It's a gilach chayim. That's what we're
doing. But when you're doing it, it's a new kinyan. It's called kinyan yad.
So pasos in mishayim. Pasos in mishayim. There's a the meister. They say both things. They say two things. They say that the one from pasos is nothing beyondo, and we never. And at the same time, they say it's akbar. So that's why I'm struggling to define this. That there's a Hagbah which is not nothing to do with the Pasuk. There's a Hagbah of Pil. That's when the coin that makes the Chavis go up. Nami Koichai. He makes it go up. He makes it, he lifts it. Lifts it figuratively. That's one type of Hagbah. Here's another, we learn out another type of, another aspect, another Oifin of Kinyin, which is accomplished by the Yad, but it's subsumed on the Hagbah. And that's Rashi here. But why do we have to say it? Why do we have Ban and Rashi say in Rashi? Because the answer their kasha, Taish kasha, their kasha. Yad, if it's yad, so then Taish Gimel on the ground, underground in the water. Well, what difference does it make? If Yad is kind of Taish Yad, what difference does it make whether it's within Prophet Gimel Tvach on the ground or not? That's actually kasha. That's a kasha. What's Rav? What's Chashiva? Doesn't do with anything. And Rashi himself says Gimel Tvach. The Chashivas is Kilot Biyot. So that's what they say here. That Yad is related, Yad is a new Kenyan. The Chiddush of Yad is Kainah, but it's related to Hagbo. And Rabbi's Chiddush is that here the limitation of Lomud, to Kafka, doesn't limit Yad. Being Yad is Choshuv, you have the Maile, of the Kenyan Yad, the Maile term using Kenyan. You have the Maile of Kenyan Yad, despite the fact that it was in Gimel, Kilot Biyot. That doesn't say anything. Yeah, the Lamaise, that's a shame. Here, Rashi himself says different child. Rashi himself in Sanhedrin says something else. The Rashi in Sanhedrin is the other way. Here, the fine base. Rashi said, see if you have the Lamaise, the Shaykh of Kiva, the other. The other Shubha Kaibo, Hey, who wake you up, say what? So if you think I'm going to go, I'm going to be so wake you up, say what? So they didn't chat, nothing to do with Hagbo. But L'chayr is not it's not a tiny on the Rishonim, because the Rashi Baras is mashma again. Here Rashi says, Kilo Higbiyo, Higbiho, Lema will be Shloisho. So Rishonim can, the Ramban and the Rashi will set up Tzad and the Rashi here. The way we get to explain the Richos. Rashi says, it's a different Tzad, it's a different Shita in Rashi, looks like a different Shita. So we know that Kabbalah will be dead, it'll be serious in Rashi. You know. One of the Masechta to never. Such a thing. Here Rashi learns that Yad, Rashi says Yad like Chotzer. We'll see next time, Mr. Shem, that the Maritza, Yad Midin Chotzer, Chotzer Midin Yad, Yad Chotzer, go together. And what do you need Rava for? And the Eretz says, yeah, without Rava, Yad wouldn't be Chotzer. Yad wouldn't be Chotzer. Chotzer is Chotzer, Yad wouldn't be Chotzer. It's all because Rava was Mechadesh, Yad was Mechashuva, so Rashi says, yeah, for Yad Rava. The chashiv was kiabor abor, therefore it's like a chotzer. But then do kinak bor. Avishayik beer, says Rashi. Avishayik and bor. It's not kiilut beer. So divin vot. Divin vot gami. So two mahalchim in this, Rashi is an edgin. That's one thing. And Rashi, I'll be different, that's something else.
Sorry?
Because it's the karka for Dalai Lama.